Calliope continues. Now, think of a clown. Shrink him down to the size of a quarter. I'm going to have you turn it black and white really fast. Black and white, black then white, until it completely goes completely white. Look at the smile of the clown and shrink the smile down to the size of a dime and blink it black, then really fast white, one more time. Did he shrink? Yes, he did, said the client. Calliope continues, shrink him one more time down to the size of a peanut and shoot him off into the distance until you can't see him anymore. Now, what I want you to do is think of all the fun times you can be having with your kids going into the circus. And the client says, it actually popped into my head before you said anything. I see my kids smiling. That's what popped into my head. All I see is them smiling back at me, and that's okay. I just want it to stay that way. Please. Process. Something has already been replaced with another more desired event. Because when Calliope works with people, she takes away what they don't want anymore and replaces it with something else they do want. It happened naturally here for the client. Calliope continues. Go to the very end of the memory of the fear and reverse it. Everything moves backwards, the sound are backwards, until you get to the very beginning. Blink it really fast, black then white, black then white, black then white. Because when your brain starts sequencing things in a different way, it's changing the way you're thinking about it. Now, what I want you to do one more time is go to the very end, run it backward to the very beginning, and blink it black and white, until it goes completely white. Now, step out of the memory and look at it completely white. Now, what I want you to do is run a movie of you having fun with your children, just frolicking. Just doing whatever you do with your kids when you're having a good time. And someone in the screen walks in, a clown, with you having a good time with your kids. Now, blink him white as he's passing by. Now you're still in the movie, with your kids having a good time. You're all in the front row of the circus. And your kids look over and look at them. And you feel the love because you've done something to make this happen. Now watch the clown come up on stage. This time, you turn him white and shrink him down to the size of a peanut. Turn him white, shoot him off into the distance and snap right back up to your kids smiling at you and you loving them and them loving you because you've proven just how much you've accomplished. And the client says, I see all three of them looking at me saying, Mommy, we're happy for you. Even now, talking to you about the clown, I am not how I was before. The knot in my stomach is gone. Process. The fear has been replaced with loving moments with the client's children. The feelings are changed by how the structure of her thoughts about clowns has changed. Calliope continues. So things have changed. When you see a clown, you can just shrink it down because it's just a clown with the worst makeup on the planet. If you had a drag queen, they need a drag queen to teach them how to put makeup on. If you had a drag queen put on a clown act, you'd have a good-looking clown, but most of these clowns have no idea how to put on any makeup. And the client laughs. Process. Calliope says something funny to bring light to the situation. By laughing, the oxytocin in the brain cools it off and increases its adaptability to imagine a better future. Calliope continues, and now as you look towards your future, you can see how many good times you're having with your children when you're around clowns. Even if the clown smiles at you even bigger, you can shrink them inside your mind. And even if they smile bigger, you can say, it's just a smile. It means it's happy, just like you are being around them. Because they are a peculiar sort of people, clowns. They sort of make people laugh and make people laugh even more. And yet if they knew how to put on makeup a little better, they'd be making us feel better around them. So now what I want you to do is bring your attention back inside your body so that you can see your future ahead of you. As you're sitting here, you can see from this moment on and into the rest of your life how it is that you'll be acting differently, feeling differently, and seeing differently those clowns around you. because they may pop up here and there, but it doesn't matter. You can just put them aside because deep inside of you, you've made a decision, a belief. Beliefs you once had that were useless just evaporate so that you start building beliefs that life is easy, because life is easy. And it's just a matter of thinking of it that way. And as you look into the future from this moment on and to the next, and even if you do see a clown in a few moments, you'll have the response that is the response of freedom inside your mind. You feel free because that's what our independence is all about. Love is all inside you now, because as you're looking into the future, you can even see this moment on to the next, and to the next and next. And when you get home tonight, you'll go to your kids and say, "Let's have a look at that clown on your phone, and watch what your mama can do," and look at it and laugh. Come on. I want you to remember a time you laughed until you couldn't stand it. And the client begins to laugh. Now see the clown. Think of the clown. Both are laughing wholeheartedly. And the client says, "My son just had a clown suit on with a smile. And we're laughing." And I'm like, and Calliope says, "Because that's what it's really all about. Feeling that love and fun. So just shed some light on it. What it is that you're feeling now and thinking. That light shines bright from this moment on and into the rest of your life. Now, as you're sitting here, imagine your kids and you laughing together. See all of your kids dressed up like clowns and make them really happy to be around you. While you're looking at them through your own eyes, just make that bigger and sense the love you all share. As you look into their eyes and they look into yours, that's right. And just intensify those feelings. Magnify what you see and amplify all that you hear. That's right. Because this is what it's all really about, feeling good. It's all about making feeling good more familiar. Because the truth is that all of us have had stuff happen. It's just a matter of shedding it away so you can build better moments from this moment on and into the rest of your life. Now, just make sure you're chuckling inside yourself, thinking of all the wonderful times you'll have from this moment on, not only with your children, but also with your grandchildren you haven't met yet, and even the people you haven't met yet that you're about to meet dressed up as a clown. And you can tell them, you know, maybe you ought to have some better makeup put on for yourself. And the client laughs. So here you are now thinking about clowns differently so that when they pop up, you can just shoot them off into the distance and watch them fade away. While you pop up your beautiful children and the love you experience with them intensifies within you now, as you have an even greater sense of well-being from this moment on and into the rest of your life. The client says, "I actually had my sister and everybody's face smiling. It was just that the clown had this horrible makeup on, and then I just saw my kids, my nephew and my sister, with that clown in a good way. It's not scary, and I don't have that feeling anymore. I'm calm. My sister and my kids were popping up at me and smiling. I'm actually thinking about that same clown before that made my eyes water. And I had to catch my breath, but now I'm fine. I'm totally fine." Process. After guiding the client through enjoying good times with her children, she feels better when she thinks about the same clown that once made her feel stressed. Calliope says, "I'm going to bring in a video." And the client says, "Okay, let's see it." It's a video of a clown doing a clown act with circus music playing behind it. Calliope asks, "How do you feel now looking at the clown?" And the client responds, "Honestly, I would have been crying right now, and I would have been like, Calliope, get that away from me, please." Calliope says, "I'll send you the link so you can watch it tonight with your kids and surprise them." And the client responds, "I'm about to cry because I'm so proud of myself." And the client does begin to cry in joyous relief. Calliope adds, "Good job." The client says, I can't wait to go see them now. Everything is gone. I know when I get home, my kids are going to tease me with these clowns. And Calliope asks, and what's going to happen? Client says, I'm just going to picture them the way I pictured them in my head. I'm just going to laugh. That's going to surprise them because they're not used to that. They're used to me crying. And that's not going to happen anymore. No. Oh my God. All this tension. As I was coming over here, my stomach was in knots. And that's all gone. Calliope says, and it was quick. And you'll be home for supper. Process. The client is profoundly changed and feeling better.